Actually, I figured out when Jonas starts, which is 12 starts, you guys have scored 16 goals. It's pretty hard to win when he can't make a mistake at all.
I know. We just talked about that in the room. I mean, we're a type of team that we can't have any kind of turnovers or mistakes and get caught trying to fight back, because our offense is tough to score goals. But it's just one of those things.
Tonight, you got some tips, but I wouldn't say it was you put a lot of pressure on Montoya. It wasn't from lack of effort. It just seemed like you guys were doing things I haven't seen you do in a while. 3-on-1, you skate by the net. As I said, it wasn't lack of effort. They just seemed like they were making poor decisions.
Well, you know, that's one thing we just also discussed. You know, we have to get back to what we've been doing, and that's driving to the net, stopping in front of it, and trying to have some net front presence. And if we do that, we have a chance to score some goals. But we just didn't do that tonight at all. We skated away from it. We had some tips, but he's seen almost majority of them.
What was your opinion on the disallowed goal?
Well, you know, this is a type of league you're looking for offense, and you know, wave off every goal. So I think it should go up top first, and I thought it was a good goal.
The issue was they ruled it on the ice, no goal. You think if they rule on the ice a goal, the replay being inconclusive, it'd probably go your way?
It would go our way, no question. I mean, like I said, it's a tough league to score goals, and if we wave off every goal and wait for the goal judge and it's inconclusive, that's what's going to happen.
That first goal is like a knuckleball. I mean, it's a goal you want your goalie to save, but do you feel bad for the guy? He has no margin for error if they don't score many goals.
Oh, well, like I said, you know, Gergensen turns the puck over, he comes back and it hits his stick on top of that and curved in. So it was just one of those things that it had eyes and found its way in.
How's Leno?
Leno was pretty sore. I mean, we thought he could maybe go, but he tried, just didn't have it.
Will the Amherst be back by the time you play Minnesota or no?
Well, we're going to fly in a couple guys early, but we have some guys that are banged up, and you know, John Scott gets kicked out of the game for I don't know, being John Scott. I mean, we're tired. He was playing regular shift. He gets out there, he gets tossed for I don't know why.
So you can get some Amherst here by the time you play Minnesota.
Yes, there'll be two coming in tomorrow.
Do you know who?
Yes, we do.
Will you tell us?
No. Okay. We'll wait till they get here.
How's Drew Stafford played lately for you guys?
Drew's been, like I said, he's tonight he kind of held up on a rush a couple times. He could have tucked the puck to the net, but outside of that, he's been playing pretty well for us.
Thanks, Coach.